Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Renat. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Scanlon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The DH, Chip Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Derek Parks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Pulido. And now, play ball. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. The umpire calls a balk on Pulido. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mieske hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Brewers. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields the ball and throws to Scanlon covering. Safe. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Cole moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scanlon fields it and throws to home to get Knobloch. Cole moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renat hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. Cole goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Brewers. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mieske hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Mieske. The throw from Parks and he is out, Leo's applying the tag. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cirillo moves to third. Mike Trombley now pitching. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renaud is 0-for-1 in the game. Renaud strikes out. Parks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Renaud out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laos for the out. One out. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parks is 0-for-1 in the game. Parks hits a pop-up towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cole strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mieske hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos is 0-for-2 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-2 in the game. Renna hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parks is 0-for-2 in the game. Parks hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Diaz now playing right field. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leos is 0-for-3 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Leos reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker pinch hits for Derek Parks. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leos moves to third. Pedro Munoz pinch hits for Pat Mears. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed misplays the ball. That's an error on Reed. Leos scores. Becker moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cole strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.